Everyone, we are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hey, guys. I'm back. Last week I was a little under the weather, but I'm feeling fantastic today, and I hope you guys are too.
As always, I hope you know, hope you've been taking it easy and recovering.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing much better today. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, because the show needs the orange doggo bad.
Yeah, I'm here. Don't worry.
Good, good. Next on the show, we have Noble.
I got my rubber mallet ready.
Good. Because there's a lot of hammering you got to do. Next on the show, we have Mighty Red Wolf.
I've got the bells ready.
Good.
Gotta keep them going.
You know, it'd be a good intro for Mighty. Mighty Red Wolf has entered the station, and then the bells ring.
We should do that every time, then. You know what? You're just getting ideas here.
I just thought of it.
Would be a good idea. You know, one day you have the Raiders Express.
Oh, yes. And me driving the train.
All right, and last of all, we have, for the first time ever, Rachel Oxy.
Where's the leak, ma'am?
All right, since it's your first time being here on the show, I'd like for you to introduce yourself to us. Tell us a bit about yourself, your persona, and, you know, what had you come to furry?
It's a long story, but I'm a raptor husky.
Huh. All right. Cool. Nice suit, by the way.
Thanks.
Oh, she's right. Got multiple. I like them all, though.
Oh, no, my gosh.
Rachel, I've known you for... how many years now? Like, we've been talking for quite some time. And I can't believe you've never been on the show before. I'm kind of surprised, actually.
It took me to drag her onto the show, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have, you know, I would have given you approval regardless. But hey, anyway, you'll never guess who's tuning in. It's the boss man himself.
Oh, it's the boss.
I'm confusing everyone.
Confuse everyone. How
you're gonna like this.
Yeah.
That reminds me, you know. Yeah, that reminds me, right? Like, you know when we said last episode, former weeb? That's actually the perfect segue because we have a weeb topic to start the show with.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, great. Yeah. Back to this again.
Well, I wouldn't say we're back on this old ride, but you're going to love this. So, last few days, Digimon Tamers stage a play accused of promoting, quote-unquote, promoting far-right politics by fan translation group for featuring, quote-unquote, political correctness as villain with a, quote-unquote, cancel culture attack.
That sounds like something the good old days of SNL would do.
Yeah.
Or what the hell was it? Remember, like, that team of superheroes, like, the SJWs, and their powers was, like, canceling or, like, anti-racism crap like that?
So, and it had names like Snowflake and...
Yeah, Snowflake and crap like that. Yeah, what the hell? I thought that was a joke.
Well, so, originally it wasn't.
I know. Which is scary. So let's check out this article here.
And you'll never get this because this was, you know, this might not have been, you know, an actual episode, but rather this was, you know, a stage play that was done at the DigiFest 2021. And, you know, and the fan translators, you know, put out a warning that says, you know, that this release promotes far-right politics and conspiracy theories due to its featuring of political correctness as its story's villain.
How is that a conspiracy theory? Political correctness just sucks. Yeah. Promotes far-right politics? Get the fuck out of here. How?
Try again, people. It's like, seriously?
I mean, you know, I remember when they had to change some Pokemon because they looked like blackface. What was it? Jinx, I think it was?
I don't think they changed Jinx.
They did. What was
it? Did they?
Yeah, it used to be black, and then they changed it to purple. Because it looked too much blackface or something.
That makes sense. Okay, that's understandable.
I mean, kind of. It's a Pokemon. It's not a human, but whatever.
Yeah, still. I feel... Yeah, okay. So I feel conspiracy theory in this day and age is kind of a cop-out. And rather, instead, I choose to treat conspiracy theory as, like, a sneak preview of what we're going to go up against in the future.
Right. Well, or a conspiracy theory, like, by definition, is literally just a conspiracy between two or more people to commit something, typically a crime.
Yeah.
But what's the conspiracy theory here? What are they trying to promote, aside from political correctness just sucks?
The thing is, disagreeing with what culture in general is considered to be a violent attack for some psychotic reason. It's like, well, you know, I don't agree with that. How dare you assault me?
Yeah, that's basically it. I mean, you go to Twitter any time of the day, that's pretty much it. I humbly disagree with your opinion, but fuck you!
Twitter's terrible now these days, though.
Yeah. It's just fascinating to watch how people react.
And this is a stage play?
Yeah.
And yet the funny thing is, it's ironic that people are being snowflakes to this shit.
I personally want to see this whole thing produced into a miniseries.
I thought this was like an episode of the show or something, or like the show itself, but they did this at a play? I mean, okay.
Yeah, at a festival, and they just got up on stage. Like, I have the video. Like, it was like five or six actors around on a stage, and they were just reading off a script and trying to be characterizing.
Oh.
Oh, a new threat is approaching, even as we speak. Who could it be? Oh, it is Karen! Karen of PC Land! Oh! Sorry, was that a little too racist for you?
No,
that was spot on!
How are they going to do it? I don't know.
They did the live reading in Japanese, yes, but of course, you know, from our English-speaking lenses, you know... A bit of artistic liberty might be needed, and you got it spot on.
Oh my god.
To be honest, I really would like to see that, like I said before, fleshed out to a mini-series.
Right. And you know what? That would work.
The actual show itself wasn't based when the Series 3 originally came out. It was 20-odd years later.
Hmm. Right, and here's the thing, though. Like, remember how it said, you know, Digimon... This is considered the Digimon Tamers, the third generation of Digimon. Right? And that wasn't a bad generation. I actually kind of liked it.
No, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. And, yeah, for them to basically be getting, a sequel after all these years-ish in a way of screenplay... Dude... I might have to become a Digimon fan all over again.
Here we go again.
I don't know. I never got into Digimon. I was more like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! Growing up.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was definitely a classic.
I think it was because Digimon was on the Disney Channel, and I never really watched the Disney Channel. I mostly just watched Cartoon Network and, like, Nickelodeon.
I think it was, Yu-Gi-Oh! I think it was on an old channel called... I think it was called... What was it?
Oh, the WB? Was it on there?
Well, it was for me back when I was from California. It was called the CW.
Oh, I've never heard of that. Oh, yeah, I guess it was on different channels probably, but for me, it was either on the WB or Disney, and I never really watched those two.
In Australia, it was on the Fox Channel.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, wow.
The only reason why I had the Fox Channel is it's like a fun little decoder which would take pretty much any satellite signal that you could pick up and, well, you could watch it for free.
Oh, that sounds very illegal.
Yeah, it was. It was over a decade ago, though, so you know.
Yeah, statute of limitations, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when everyone had a Fire Stick. Did they still do that? You can still get Fire Sticks, right?
No idea.
I don't even know.
Well, that's something you'd plug into your TV. You can get all kinds of access to different channels, even if you don't have a cable box. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Oh, that's what we call it.
I mean, we had Digimon here as a morning cartoon TV show, and I got to watch it before I headed off to school as a kid. So,
okay,
yeah, fun times.
I did too.
Right. So, one more thing. Live comment. Quartz Resonance. Thanks for tuning in. The play is canon, though. It's a continuation of other canon media, like the drama CDs that pick up after the Tamers anime and movies. Yeah.
Wow. That's good to know. Actually, I didn't know that.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Because, like, the Harry Potter play, a lot of people say it is or isn't canon. You know, the Cursed Child, that's up for debate. But I guess this is... Wow. They have a PC villain. That's interesting.
Cool. All right, I want this generation of Digimon to continue, please.
Let's keep it rolling, though. Honestly, right. This is good. They're doing something great here.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going. Yep. So... They said in this screenplay, let's read this together. He asked the Hypnos leader, the screenplayer, asked the leader of, you know, another, yeah, let's say a villain group. What is the new threat you mentioned? You don't know? Are you telling me that you're overlooking the worst possible disaster that has struck the internet and media? You don't see it? The dark shadows that have fallen upon the internet, the terrifyingly increasing pressure to conform to a single value system where anyone who objects is removed.
Oh my goodness.
Why is this sounding so familiar?
Well, this is interesting. Like, I wouldn't say this is far right. This is just free speech in general. Plus, if you think about Digimon, digital monsters, you know, the whole cyberspace thing is kind of like their domain. And if it's getting censored, that's a problem for the Digimon. So they gotta fight back against all the tech giants and shit like that.
Yeah, fight back against Mark Zuckerberg.
Alright, well, let's see. It goes on to say, censorship on the internet is rampant, and the real news covered up by the fake news, he adds. People with a different opinion have their online accounts terminated. Even alternative perspectives are set out to be crushed. Why is it fact checkers? Why am I doing this accent? I don't even know.
Come on, keep it going.
The only uniform answers can't exist. At this point, people's daily lives are controlled by information on the internet. Yes, that is true, Yakumai. Absolutely, I agree with that. And they said Alex Jones is crazy for when they're starting censoring people on Facebook and shit. Yeah, well, guess what? It's happening.
They're just telling the truth.
They really are.
Yep, that's just the damn truth. If people don't like it, then they can go you know where.
Rachel, have you seen anything like this before?
Kind of, yeah.
What's your anime history? Just a very quick rundown. Well, in any case, actually, you got a compliment. One of the listeners on Twitch saying... to you, Avery. Wow, what an accent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for me, for my family. Yes.
Doing amazing, Chief. So, next up, what we have, another true feel on the screenplay, you know, Chief, what you're talking about is the paradox of tolerance, right? That's indeed a serious problem. But NYX's mission is to investigate and counteract negative influences from the digital world that affect the real world. Starting to see some parallels here, huh?
Yeah, I love how that ties into the whole Digimon again. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, Avira, here's...
Yeah, keep going.
I want you to read this next part. You're gonna...
Oh, you do not see the dark clouds approaching us here? Asks Yamaki. Soon they will engulf the entire Earth. And use its fearsome power to strip humans of our internet free values
Inherent free values by the roots.
Indeed. Asked once again, what is it? Yamaki reveals, extreme political correctness. Now is exactly the time for the tamers of Digimon to take a stand. Take a stand for honor!
How are you nailing this?
God, God, I hope Fox is still watching.
Joe, aren't you glad we have our orange dog back?
Let me put this... I am. Let me put this way to you guys, a disclosure. Like, the reason Foxer and I don't even have to do access like this is because we're Asian. All right. And end rant. But no. No, like, for real, though. You're smashing it.
All right. Well,
it's basically now, it's, you know, Tamers rise up.
I guess, right?
Yeah. And then, you know what? Now, and then after that, in the screenplay, you know, the enemy called political correctness rears its ugly head. And then, you know, and then the Tamers do rise up and get leap into action. The entity soon responds by activating its cancel culture attack.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. This dude's based, for sure.
It's like, you know, subtitles. Yeah. Political correctness is activating cancel culture.
Oh my god, wow, this really is something.
This is nuts. How are they going to do this, though? How are they going to pull it off?
I kind of want to watch it.
I want to see this. You know what? Imagine you being one of the voiceovers, though. Oh my god.
We're doing one of the dubs.
Noble. Yes, Noble.
So, does anyone remember a few months ago we had that thing about somebody on Twitter or an image hosting site, they posted a warning message to the Japanese community about the attacks from woke people online and to ignore it, to block it, to report it?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, to me, this is basically a bunch of Japanese people going, you know, we kind of need to take a, you know, stab at this. So they grabbed the biggest bloody knife they could and go, hey, Westerner, stab, 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 stab.
Well, you know, what's interesting about Japan, though, like Japanese culture, I've seen a lot of videos like about this where Americans will ask about like what political correctness is or LGBT rights or feminism and stuff. And the Japanese are like, yeah, we don't do that here. We're not snowflakes. A lot of them really aren't. Like, it's not in the culture, you know?
A lot of Japanese artists and that have been under attack by a number of Western twats, and it just surprises me that this is how they turn around and have a go at them. I mean, it's a little slap in the face, and I love it.
This is good. This is a little bit of sweet revenge here.
Okay, that's it. I'm buying us all tickets to watch a Digimon screenplay.
If they release this on a DVD or Blu-ray, I am buying it. Mm-hmm. I'll import it from Japan.
You know what would really be better, though? Imagine that with Aviera's voiceover. Oh, my God.
Right.
No, I'd rather have the actual voice actors.
I want to see what they have to say.
This would be worth it.
Could you imagine what would happen if the anime of this was produced?
Oh, yes.
Questions about translating it and getting it properly dubbed?
Yeah, do they have words for that in Japan? Like, I'm guessing they do, but probably not like the exact equivalent of what cancel culture, because like that means something to different people.
Well, technically, this is just bullying.
Well, yeah, at this point, yeah, it totally is. Because if you have, God forbid, like Mr. Yamaki said, if you have a different opinion, you're ostracized on the internet and called a far-right conspiracy theorist for some reason. I don't know what the conspiracy is all about, but okay.
Dude, I love this, though. I want them to actually legitimately do a live, you know, on-stage musical number. And I want to see them, you know, pull off the dark cloud that is political correctness on stage.
We should show this to the world because this is what we need right now.
The world has seen it and they've reacted.
If they can shove left shit up our faces, why can't we shove right shit up their faces?
It's called the truth, mister.
Or digital shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Just shove it in their face. If they can't handle the truth, they can go to hell.
what surprises me is that even though Japanese culture has a completely different style of comedy, somehow they managed to nail it.
They got it, though. They got it right.
And they actually used it really well as a plot device.
I don't even think they meant to. That's the fun part.
Oh, I think they did, maybe. I'm thinking maybe they did it on purpose. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, he's talking about a dark cloud engulfing the universe. I mean, that sounds pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, something that's currently happening.
Oh, yeah. So what do you guys think, you know? Can't wait to see it. Can't wait, you know. I want to buy a Digimon box set. I want to, you know, WTF, I love weebism now.
The best for supporting Digimon would be to buy original merchandise from Japan. Don't turn around and go on Twitter and, you know, congratulate them and everything. No, financially support them by buying their products. That's it.
Yeah.
Because you're definitely going to get your money's worth out of this.
Right. Buy box sets, you know, well, buy their games, all that stuff.
Support them.
Yeah, so long as they continue to do what they're doing, yeah, I'm on board.
Let's keep that going, right? They should keep that rolling.
Might have to get some Digimon games for my library.
Let's see. Well, when the next Olympics is held in Tokyo, if they ever make Digimon coins, I'm going to be getting one of those sets.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's an idea.
I already got two of the Australian sets on the way. I'm so excited.
I still can't believe I already got mine that fast. It's amazing.
Yeah, mine's going to take a while for shipping, but
I know.
Oh, I'm excited.
Like, I actually got the entire box. It's so cool.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to get the folder and everything, all the comics. Man, I'm pumped.
Right. Yeah, it's so cool having both the folders and the box.
Righto. So our closing statement for this segment, Force Resonance, perfectly summed up, is I am not Starfire and Masters of the Universe Revelation just got ultra BTFO'd by Digimon.
Yes.
There we go. Perfect sentence to wrap up the segment with. All right. Now, our next segment. How many of you guys think you know what the gamer of the future in, say, 2040 would look like?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. I can't imagine.
I've seen some scientific studies on this, and it kind of looks like a hunchback with very large eyes, tiny arms, and it looks like a human devolved, basically. You ever see that before? Like that meme of what gamers would look like in the future?
Yeah.
It looks pretty scary.
And, you know, another one of our live commenters on Twitch has also said, you know, virtual reality. Yeah, that's also plausible. But
yes. Oh, I thought you meant physical gamers. Oh, okay, yeah. Never mind.
Oh.
Yeah, another another one, Boombox, says half cyborg. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Could be like the Terminator, right?
There was an old movie, and it's basically a live version of Second Life that people could play. One of the gamers they had in it was just this morbidly obese individual sitting there sort of licking his lips and enjoying the idea about playing as someone sexy. And I'm sitting back thinking, I need bleach or alcohol.
Yeah, that's one of the videos I saw too. Like, that's what they'll end up looking like, but in the virtual world, they're like these heroic, stoic characters and all this nonsense. But gamers of the future, man, I think what Elon Musk is doing with his whole brain link thing, that's kind of spooky. What can you imagine if you can, like, just think and, like, be the character in the game that happened to do anything? You just, like, wave your arm and then just things happen.
Didn't South Park cover that in an episode with World of Warcraft?
Oh my god, they did!
Oh
didn't
yes, they?
They
did. How did we forget?
Wasn't that when Carmen was like sitting on his chair for like 3 days in a row and he had like a poop bucket under him? It's like, Mom, get over here! My poop bucket's full.
Don't make me recall that episode, please.
Yeah, you remember that one, right? Oh, that was
oh
sick.
My god.
They're all playing this fucking game, and he gained like another 100 pounds to fucking poop bucket under him. Oh my Jesus.
Right.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, let's start with what's been revealed.
All right.
Meet Michael, the future gamer.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
And yeah.
The big eyes, the tiny arms, he's all fat and shit. That's like a human devolving. Oh, yep. Good lord.
Lifespan about 25 years.
I mean, I've seen people that look like this, though.
Right, and they say, and this is claimed like from online, you know, someone at online casino also, you know, used a bit of scientific research, I suppose, you know, depending how you see it. They say, you know, and yeah, and just to support their case. And it's, you know, like saying from World Health Organization claiming that video game addiction is a, you know, psychological disorder. And you know, an increased amount of, you know, time that gamers spend each week gaming. So support the case. So let's have a look at what the gamer of the future is going to look like.
Yep, I was right. The hunchback. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, no.
Indent in skull from pressure and overuse of headphones. Bald patches, lack of sunlight and vitamin D. Darks.
Because they don't go out in the sun.
Dark circles from sleep deprivation and excessive screen time.
That's what I have.
I see that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's true.
Bloodshot eyes.
Yep.
Irritation from staring at a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Hunched back. You said you were right. Poor posture over time. Rounded shoulders from lack of movement.
Well, I mean, unless you're playing like Beat Saber or something, you know, you're really going at it.
Oh yeah. All right. I mean,
I want to say about hunchback. You know, we have like gaming and ergonomic chairs. Could alleviate that.
Yeah. Yeah. True, dude. I had a sick gaming chair.
Yeah. I actually have one that's pretty good that helps my back.
Another one: hairy ears, lack of air circulation.
What?
Probably because, like, it's more to do with, you know, lack of haircuts, but I digress. Anyway, obese from increased food intake and lack of exercise.
That's also what I have.
Yeah.
That will do you. Eczema, stress induced.
Oh, eczema?
Mm-hmm.
I stress induced. Why? Because they keep losing and banging their controller. Rage Fuck you, quits. You 12-year-old bitch! I'm gonna snipe you.
All right, next one. Pale skin, deficiency in vitamins B12 and D.
Yeah, I can see that.
First-person shooter, excessive use of mouse and keyboard causing numbness.
Or carpal tunnel.
Yeah. See?
PlayStation thumb, repetitive strain from excessive use of controller.
Hey, hasn't that always been a thing, though, with gamers?
Yeah, but
even back then.
Yeah. Blisters on fingertips from excessive use of controller or keyboard.
Does that really happen, though? Can you really get blisters from your keyboard?
That's never happened to me.
Happened to me, either.
I've never heard that.
Or even if all the time I've used the controller, it's never happened to me.
Hmm. Yeah, what are they doing? Making this shit up?
Well, I love the terms they're using, like, you got that PlayStation thumb? You got that Nintendo arthritis? Uh-oh. Yeah. Making up new diseases.
It's like, you know, ulceration on hands from excessive controller use. Let's have a look at my hands. Nope, I didn't see any ulcers on my hands.
Any Nintendo arthritis or PlayStation thumb going on there? You have any Sony ulcers?
No.
I mean, seriously. No. I mean, I'm not just sitting there gaming all day. You got to get out and about. Hell, I actually use stairs all day.
Next one: trigger finger, repetitive strain injury. I like to think of that as, you know, as high, good reaction time, good reaction speed, and good reflexes. So, yeah. Next one, varicose veins. Poor blood flow from sitting down for long periods of time.
Okay, that makes sense, but that could happen to anyone. You know, if you don't move around. You get blood clots and shit like that.
But yet, the thing is, you know, there's some people that just can't sit still. Like for me, as I always have to move around.
And last of all, swollen ankles from lack of movement.
Okay. So, realistically, this is obviously an exaggeration, but there was one time I played a game, I shit you not, for like 9 hours straight. I didn't even realize it. It was called Spore at the time. You know, you ever hear of Spore? You can make up your own little alien species. Yeah. I got so addicted to this game, dude. Like, I did not leave that room for like 9 hours. Like, I forgot to eat. I forgot to drink water. And my hand was so damn swollen. Like, not swollen, but like sore. After the sun was rising, I'm like, oh shit, I've been doing this all night. Like, I really should stop. And that was the only time I ever played a game, like, for that long in a row.
So
I don't think I've ever done that.
From my experience, I've done something like that once, but it wasn't good. The first time I got the internet connected at my own place, I did not sleep for 24 hours.
Yeah, right? Like, that's how it is.
This is like 2004, and I finally have my own private internet access, and I'm like, what the fuck can I find?
Yeah, right? Well, this Spore for me, I think that was back in either 2007 or 2008, so I was probably like 12, 13, but as soon as I got this game, man, I was just going hard at it, and I probably would have looked like Future Mike in like a month if I kept on doing what I was doing.
Well, one of these type of sessions, like every couple of months, isn't going to kill a person.
Oh, no, it's fine. You got to do it in moderation. Because after that, I played the game maybe like an hour or so a day, and then I would go outside, like on a walk to the park or something.
Doing it every day, however, it's going to be like, what was that thing where the guy had nothing but McDonald's for an entire month?
Oh, Super Size Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Super Game. I don't know what they would title it. Or like the 30-day gaming challenge. And don't leave your room. Just have a bag of Cheetos and some Mountain Dew and you're good.
And a second bottle to piss in.
Exactly, yes. And your little poop bucket. Well, I remember there was this one story of a professional gamer who actually died during the tournament because he was dehydrated. You ever hear that story? I think this was in Japan.
No.
Or like South Korea.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, yeah. There was a professional gamer who, I forgot what game they were actually playing. It might have been like World of Warcraft or something. But whatever it was, he was so determined to win the tournament, he like forgot to eat and drink for like 12 hours, and the dude just dropped dead of a heart attack. No joke. Like, this happened a couple years ago.
Probably everyone must have panicked.
Yeah, I think they had to change the rules after that. Like, you had to be hydrated and stuff. He actually died. I think he was, like, a young dude, too. He was, like, in his 20s.
Yeah.
So, this gamer thing reminds me of this.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Adequacy news for... Is your son a computer hacker?
Bring it up.
Oh, God.
This is from 2001, mind you, so this is going back a fair bit.
Yeah, back when hacking was actually fun and easy.
Yeah.
Right. But that, you know, like...
Oh, look at this website, too. Oh, my goodness. This ancient.
Oh, it is.
I love it. I love it. I like old website designs. You know, I think that their simplistic nature is kind of nice, nostalgic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So here's the first one. To tell if your son's a computer hacker. Has your son asked to change ISPs?
What? They thought that was... Okay.
If you're... How to tell your son is a computer hacker. Are you finding programs on your computer that you don't remember installing? Has your child asked for new hardware? Does your child read hacking manuals?
They have those?
Does your son use Quake?
What the fuck is a Quake? What are you talking about?
Is your son obsessed with Linux?
Oh, Linux, bitch. Linux is great.
Oh my god, yes.
The literal bullshit in this reminds me of that medical thing we're just going through.
Right. Yeah, well, the next one was, has your son changed his appearance? Like, what? Does he, like, don some goggles and, like, some supervillain jacket? Like, yes, mother. I'd like some new hardware, please. So
according to this article, anyone who likes AMD is going to be offended by this, but apparently AMD CPUs made in a third world country in sweatshops.
Oh.
Really?
I mean, so is so AMD. Are most things.
Yeah.
Like iPhones and shit are made in China. You know,
oh, and but yet they're labor. So cheap, though. Why are they, like, price gouging them?
You can't make CPUs in sweatshops.
Well, those you can. No, but they could be assembled in China. See, that's what it says. That sometimes if you read the article, it says, oh, made in America, but assembled in China. It's like, oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's like really...
Germany and South Korea are pretty good at making microchips. I know South Korea is really on the ball with that.
Yeah, but they haven't been done in a clean room.
So we're kind of going a bit of a tangent here. I'm realizing, you know, there's a bit of advice that the article is even, you know, offering for gamers, too. Five tips for avid gamers for staying fit and healthy. 1, exercise. 2, prevent eye strain. You know, like, remember to blink, rest your eyes by taking breaks in between games. 3,
remember diet. To blink. I love how that's a thing. Remember to blink, everyone.
That's natural, though.
No, you must remember.
3, healthy diet. Mm-hmm. 4, posture. Sit properly and stretch. As it will protect you from future gamer hunchback and round shoulders. Okay. And 5, like you said, in the tragic case of that tournament, hydrate.
Yes. Yeah, that's hydrate. What happened. I think he was having palpitations because he was so dehydrated, and they couldn't save him. And this is during the middle of a tournament, too. I mean, holy, I can't believe you haven't heard of this. Yeah, it was pretty messed up.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right, a couple of interesting laugh comments. Of course, you're killing it this today. Looks like that gamer needs a Game Boy Advance and to play Boktai, the only game series to literally require real-life sunlight. It is the ammunition for your weaponry in-game.
Oh, shit, really? That's cool.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a Game Boy Advance. That's like my go-to.
Wow.
I mostly just play Spyro, though.
Yeah, and imagine that, like, you know, or basically, you know, you could probably do, you know, play Pokemon Go or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That requires you to travel.
Yeah, go outside, exercise. Oh, look, I found a Pokemon in the parking lot. Whoop-de-doo. Oh, it's just another fucking Mewtwo. Another Mew. Whoop-de-doo. I got like 10 of them. Or the Zubats. Wasn't it like the most common one you find? That or like an Oddish?
That was irritating as all hell.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, fucking another bat. My 10th one this week, whatever. Oh, but yeah, at least it made people go outside. Like, that was a big thing.
All right. Now, we have the next item on the show. Like, I was thinking we were going to do this kind of related, but I see now this is going to be the case. Onlinegambling.ca. Female video game characters redesigned with realistic bodies.
Okay, so I'm looking at this picture here, and one of these is clearly a character that I would like to play with. The other one is not.
Right, so here's the pretext. Imagine a world where video game characters were real. There would be some downright monstrosities walking among us. Get you, Baraka. But what about the female characters? Unrealistic body representations for women is nothing new in the world of video gaming. But what would some of our female leads look like if they were more realistic or existed in the real world? Let's take a look.
Some of these don't look terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Lots of choices, too.
They don't look very realistic, I have to say, though. I mean, a little bit thicker than usual, but they do not look realistic in the slightest.
No, these are the characters as is, like, from here. Like, I haven't clicked on anything. They're characters as is, as they were designed.
Oh, right.
They're impressive, Like, you know, strong-willed, witty, clever, robust, and some impressive breastplates.
I love how they included that. Impressive breastplates, everyone.
Like, you know, well, if you want the most impressive breastplates, you should look at the armor in The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. That was the whole thing.
What about the original Tomb Raider?
Oh, Lara Croft, yeah. Oh, my goodness. I have that game on PS1.
Right.
They have a live-action movie from back then with an actress who looks strikingly similar.
Yeah, and I think that was one of the few video game movies that was done right, even though it was super goofy and cheesy, but it acted like a video game. Like, it was kind of cool. And Angelina Jolie is totally Lara Croft.
Yes. Totally. I mean, you know, that it was just perfect for that. I mean...
And she's a realistic woman. Hell, she is a real woman. And she can pull it off, too. You know, you don't need to make them all look like... No,
I know.
They tried doing this with Barbies. Remember when they had the realistic Barbie and sales dropped, like, dramatically?
What about when they brought out the black Barbie?
The Indian Barbie, all this kind of weird crap they were trying to do.
But here's the thing. Now, in this, for argument's sake, like, you know, what this site is trying to posit is, what if these female characters took a more natural approach? What if Sylvanas from World of Warcraft had some stronger hips to help carry such heavy armor? Or if League of Legends' Leona's porcelain skin was actually a battle-worn canvas in need of some TLC. Click on the female characters below to find out. Well, since you've started us off, let's have a look at Sylvanas.
Oh, you didn't turn on the screen share again.
Okay, here we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and wait a minute. Now that I'm looking at it more carefully.
So she turned into Fiona.
Is she pregnant? Or what's going on here?
Right, like, let's have a look. This is on the left, what you're looking at is, you know, Sylvanas as is. On the right is a more realistic approach on Sylvanas. Quote unquote more realistic.
Is she even a human?
No, she's an elf, but that's really, you know, she's undead too, but that's really besides the point.
I don't think this is going to sell very well.
I don't know.
No. No, I wouldn't say that, you know.
And this has nothing to do with objectifying women. It's just, it's an elven character in a fantasy game, you know, make it look as unrealistic as you want it to.
And be a bit more, like, you know, for wish fulfillment and realistically, too.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, we have to give her busty hips for all that armor. Like, who's thinking about that? Right. You're thinking about a hot elf fighting orcs. You know, that's what you're thinking about.
Right. Yeah. Now, here's another example, too. Like, Leona from League of Legends. What they say, you know. Her skin, like they said, you know, her skin was, you know, in a more realistic one, her skin was like a scarred canvas, need of TLC.
Yeah, this does not look bad.
Yeah, that's not too terrible.
Right, cool. Scars, yeah, no problem, right? I can see the scars on the right, yeah.
And they even did fill her out a little bit more, but, you know, with the armor, it kind of just works. I think.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
Yeah, it definitely looks a little bit more realistic.
I'll give her that, I know. Like, you know, realism is... I'll say this, realism is both a blessing and a curse if, you know, you've got... Because I think, like, you'll agree with me on this, because most of this stuff is, you know, power fantasy and wish fulfillment. Like, that's why they design the characters like these.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? But what about something that's so outrageous and over the top, like the, you know, Dragon's Crown? Because that game, I played that game on the PlayStation, and... the women were just overly, you know, over the top busty. Bro.
I don't see a difference here. Is there? I guess she's a. Oh, wait a minute. Oh no! Look at her legs. Oh, what the hell? There were stretch marks.
You could say she's got an extra thick.
Oh no! Look at the stretch marks in the legs. It's like her skin is sagging. Why would they do that?
Ew, that kind of ruined it.
God. She looks like 50. Yeah. What's going on here? Well, let's see. What's changed? Aside from the poor, less clearly glass. Needing better support, her body has been fleshed out to be in more proportion, adding some cellulite to her legs. Cellulite? Ew, no, it looks like freaking sagging. Yeah. Get out of here with that. She's been transformed into a slightly more relatable-looking woman. Why, though? She's a fucking witch. What are you talking about? She casts spells and she's hugging a skeleton. How is that relatable?
Give me some.
I think
it's all
in the design, really. Like, it's really all of it is really in the design.
Honestly, now I wish I had some bleach for that.
Right. Now here's you're gonna like this, but and here's the method that they use to justify why, you know, these depictions. According to Dill and Phil, female video game characters are represented as either 1, sexualized, 2, scantily clad, and 3, a vision of beauty. The study revealed that over 80% of women in video games are represented one of these depictions.
Okay.
Yeah, because
a vision of beauty. Yeah, I'm sure that's a terrible thing.
Yeah, no.
No, seriously, how many common people do you see every day that are ripped like Thor?
Hell, not Kratos many. Never wears a shirt. He's scantily clad, I would say.
Right.
Okay. I'm talking about normal people here, not
normal people on the street. Yeah. No, you don't see the average bodybuilder every day. I sure as heck don't. Let's have a look. You know, like I said, the methodology. We polled a group of over 70 video gamers on which female protagonists they felt were problematic in design in representing real-life women's body sizes and standards. A short list of 30 characters was narrowed down to 10 fan favorites. Each character had to appear in a recent game or franchise edition from the last 2 years. A panel of women were questioned on areas of their bodies that they felt self-conscious or worried about. The female video games were then redesigned to reflect the average American female body, plus elements from the issues raised from the panel discussion.
I'm sorry, Dragonheart probably did this the best.
Dragon's Crown?
No, Dragonheart.
Okay.
They focused on the idea of, well, we could have like this skinny bitch in the show, in our movie, or we could just go with someone who would, you know, look natural for the era. And that's what they did. And they got a good actress too. This is the first movie, mind you. I can't remember the character's name, but... go for how people would have been at the time, not today.
Are you talking about the one with the dragon, Sean Connery?
Yeah.
That one.
This is the thing that pissed me off. If you want to go with natural, go with what's natural at the time.
Yeah.
Not what we see today, because this doesn't...
No. I do want to say, too, like in that footnote, you know, to reflect the average American female body. What does that mean? Like for you guys, like Avira, Mighty, what would you want to fill me in?
Well, if they're talking about average, you know, obesity is quite a problem in recent decades. I'm assuming they're probably referring to people are just generally more fat than usual because of fast food and crap. Mm-hmm. And that's what most people look like.
You should see a lot of the women around here. Ugh. Talk about total cringe.
Yeah, so either they're promoting healthy body types or the normal, which is not necessarily all that healthy. So that's probably what they're going for.
American lenses being what they are. Yeah. Now, again, imagine if this was, you know, to reflect the average Japanese body type, you know?
It would be nothing cringy. Like this.
Less cringy. No.
And, you know, they'd be, you know, a lot more petite, a lot more, you know, thinner to represent the average Japanese woman.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, you know, representations do matter to some degree. And it's just one of those things. But yeah, let's be real here. At the end of the day, this is just wishful, you know, all this stuff. Like we design characters like those, you know, for fulfillment, for fantasy purposes.
Yeah.
Guess what happens when you don't produce works that people want to see?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Four words.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we have enough for one last item on the show. And it's kind of like, you know, a reflection on how this world is. So before I do start, I am going to pop in an overlay. Probably know what this is. It is Clown World.
Clown World?
Yeah. That's what we're living in.
Yep.
And here we go. Here's what's the cause of it. Actor vows to identify as, quote unquote, trans vegan following revelation, plant eaters could avoid mandatory vaccine.
What?
Oh my God.
Oh, what a stupid fuck.
What? Wait, huh?
Oh, I get this.
Sorry, going trans for the sole purpose of not having to be forced to having a vaccine is like turning around, saying you're trans so you can go to a woman's prison. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people?
But trans vegan? So are they identifying as vegan but still eating burgers? I mean, what's go? What?
Well, it's called plant-based meat, mate. Anyway, that thing of
story run.
Anyway, so after the revelation that 500,000 vegans in the UK could be prevented from having to take mandatory workplace vaccinations due to their beliefs being protected by employment law, actor Lawrence Fox publicly announced that he now identifies as trans vegan.
Oh, is that because they use animal products in vaccines? Is that why?
I think so.
This reminds me of the stupid bullshit where people would say, oh, I'm autistic, so I don't get to be charged and sent to prison.
Oh, no. Even in the article, it says, although COVID-19 vaccines don't contain anything derived from animals, oh, they were tested on animals. Oh, so they're like trans PETA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing.
Why are people like this always attaching themselves to the latest fad? Or at least what's currently being blasted in the news just to try to avoid something.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, and now whatever this is, like in the UK, you know, ethical veganism could be found to be, you know, a protected belief system.
Like a religion? Oh, what?
Well, not system, but, you know, like...
A very everything religion these days.
You could argue that veganism may or may not be a religion. You know, it depends on how you see it.
Yeah, some people take it very seriously.
I mean, choosing to do this just shows how shallow someone can be. Oh, I'm going to do this just so I can avoid it. Seriously, what the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
But there's better reasons for not having the vaccine. For one, it's not FDA approved yet. It's kind of on emergency.
But this is the UK, not America.
Right. And you know what? Right. Get this. Get how stupid this is. You know, Lawrence Fox says, from this day forward, I self-identify as a trans vegan. I will only eat plant-based food and medium-rare sirloin steaks and chicken, pork scratchings, and salami.
Wait,
what?
That's not vegan.
Trans That's vegan rights are human rights? What the hell? This is a troll.
What's next no way. Here? What's next?
Well, let's see. They're willing to eat, looks like pancakes, plants, broccoli, pigs, bats, avocados, bacon, and squirrels. Isn't that fun? Okay.
I'm sorry, this is just something to laugh at.
So if this person really wanted to be problematic, he should have also gone halal.
Halal.
Halal, sorry, halal.
Oh my, yeah, right.
Yep.
That would cause people to lose a nut.
Trans halal rights are human rights.
I will only eat food that has been butchered properly.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Gosh.
And this is happening to millions of people in Britain? Really?
Actually, just millions. As a bottom note, you know, for millions of Brits, particularly younger people who are more likely to die from vaccine side effects than the virus itself, their refusal to be intimidated into taking the jab as a condition of work can be boiled down to one statement of defiance. We are all trans vegan now.
Not for vain reasons. I mean, this is stupid.
Trans vegan.
Can someone just delete this article now?
Oh my goodness.
Print it out and put it on a plaque, put it in stone so it's there forever.
No, I was thinking of more like hit delete a million times.
I mean, trying to string yourself in with a group just because of something completely separate, it's ridiculous.
Well, if you don't test it on animals, where are you going to test it? On robots? You know, vaccines got to be tested.
Christ, can robots catch the coronavirus?
They should have gone with that one. It would have made more sense. Stop picking on communities just because you feel like it will protect you. It's ridiculous. Like, just completely sodomizes the whole reason for crying out loud. Ugh.
You know, well, we all have a million things to say about, you know, the vaccine and all that stuff, but...
Yeah, this is a new one. I've never heard of trans-veganism before. That's a new one.
Telling me he's a cyclist.
Like, and using a legal loophole to get around this, brah.
Yeah. That's not gonna work. But I know some people don't like the vaccine because what's been happening, and you know, and this is actually not fictional. This is actually a real fact. I actually have a cousin who actually got COVID, but because he actually ended up recovering, he actually ended up with like a natural vaccine for it.
Yeah, antibodies.
See, yeah, you have. Yeah, it's better to develop it naturally than to get the damn jab.
Yeah, I think so, especially because it ultimately tends to knock you out.
That is what we call herd immunity.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically got immunity, so I'm actually safe from it, too.
I wonder how long the immunity lasts. Like, is this, like, going to be a regular flu shot? Like, every year you have to get a new vaccine? Like, do we even know that yet?
They keep saying, take the booster shoots, take a third dose, and...
But yet he's actually fully covered just because he actually has the natural antibodies for it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joel, I don't know if you want to put up that one picture that I showed you about that sign that he made. I don't know if I sent you that picture, did I?
Yes, you did, actually.
You don't mind if you bring that up real quick?
All right, let me see if I can go pop it up real quick. But he did make it, yeah.
Yeah, my cousin actually made that.
All right, hold on a sec. That's yeah, no problem. And he's, you know, just to give you a bit of information, like he's out protesting the vaccines.
Yeah, but yet he's actually got a son who actually, well, he actually ended up with COVID, but yet he ended up, because he actually recovered from it, he actually has the natural antibodies for it now. So you don't have to get the jab. I mean, you could get COVID, but you're most likely going to survive it anyways. You're not going to die from it. People are dying from the jab, though.
Yeah. Don't assume we're anti-vaxxers. We are 100% anti-COVID jab. And, you know, and a picture of the donkey, our guy is green.
Yeah, those are the two idiots that are running my state. But he makes it, he makes a good point though. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get the jab to be immune.
All right, here's a question for you in the live comments. Court says, Noble, would you say the trans vegans have buggered things?
Yeah, I saw that one. Depending on which ones you're going with. It was before this whole BS statement thing kicked off? No. Afterwards, because they don't want to get the shot, then yes. So it's more the whole reason for doing it. If you're doing it as a fad, well, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you've seen, like, in people's profile pictures, like, on Twitter. It's, like, their name, and then in parentheses, fully vaxxed Wolfo, or something like that. I'm like, yeah, okay, good for you. And it's like, double vaxxed Fox here.
Yeah, and yeah, I've been like, seeing it, too, on, so, you know, on profile side name. Yeah.
You know what?
More than anything, when I see people doing shit for fads, it just... It...
Yeah, like, one out of two vaxxed, fully vaxxed.
Yeah, but yeah. Yet, but yet I've got family members who actually ended up with COVID, but yet because they developed the natural antibodies, they're considered to be vaxxed now, by the way. They're actually cleared.
Yeah, but they might need to still show like their little passport to go to like on planes and restaurants and crap. They're trying to do that here in New York, too.
Oh, they actually cleared my cousin's son already, even though he ended up with COVID. But he actually, because he developed natural antibodies, the doctor had no choice to write him that note in that passport.
Cool.
Because he recovered.
All right. Good. Look at that. We've come to the end of the segment now. That's and good, the show.
This is definitely a good one.
Told you we'd have so much crazy stuff going on. Could have been crazier, but, you know, considerations being what they are, then, yeah.
Latest high-paid prat turning around doing something stupid just because.
Ugh. Is that right, really a good term to use, though, trans-vegan? I mean, that doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't seem right at all.
What are we going to call that, though? Dietary dysphoria disorder?
Yeah, that's called anorexia or bulimia. I think that exists already.
Bullshittia.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so let's close up. Who's got some closing statements for the show, one person at a time?
How about Red first?
Okay, I'll put it out there. You know, I can't wait for that Digimon stuff. That's going to be super interesting. You know, once that really goes, I think it's going to go pretty far on that. And of course, you know, like I recently said about the COVID stuff. I mean, you could develop natural antibodies for it. We're all human people. You don't have to get some stupid jab.
Totally with you on that one. All right. Noble?
I should have used the mallet today.
Oh, yeah, because there's tons of stuff you gotta bonk, right?
Just use an inflatable mallet.
Just to hopefully forget about some of the ridiculous shit.
Too bad. Once you see it, there's no unsee it now. Too bad.
Just get bleach for your eyes or something.
Memory hole. And yeah, last of all, Rachel, you still with us?
Yep.
I know you haven't said an awful lot, but what did you think, just overall?
For a first time, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
And yeah, what did you think about what we had in store for this week?
I think I can relate to the gaming Michael a bit.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Could be right. You know, at least we got ways to stop being from Mike from being like Michael. And yeah, last of all, Avira.
Wow. So that Digimon thing, totally bonkers, and I really want to check that out. I'm proud of him. I'm very proud.
Of all the, you know,
in regards to the whole Michael thing, just get some sun outside. You know, a couple hours a day will do you some good. I think that's the moral of the story here.
Indeed. You know, of all the things that I never expected to have taken the fight or dropped the truth, it had to be Digimon.
Yeah, right?
Not that I'm complaining. I'm actually
They're doing it good, though. They're really trying to expose the truth. They're just exposing the truth. There's no lies in it.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, we come to the end of the show. I'd like to thank you all for staying put with us and listening. And I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it. And as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and anything else that, you know, will pop out of its hole later down the line whenever we see fit. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Goodbye. Bells!